Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Rory.
How are you?
You know, right now I feel pretty good because the plugs weren't working in my room and I went outside to the box thing with all the switches and I pushed some things and now I have plugs working.
Like a podcast
Yeah, what can I say? I'm feeling great.
Well, here we are on our first dates podcast.
I'm glad to be here, as
Yeah.
always, see your beautiful face with your
And
beautiful,
yours.
shiny, bald head.
And it's a good shaped head, as I was talking about before the pod.
Yeah, you know, but I think if I shaved my head, it would look even better.
Is that right? You have a good shaped head, huh?
I probably do. I don't know. I'm just like assuming like there are so many things wrong with me. I probably have a good shaped head to
That's
like
the one thing about
yeah, and I'll
you.
never know.
You never just felt around and be like, oh no, that would be like a perfect little egg head. That'd work
I've
well,
like
the Shannon O'Connor kind
definitely felt around up there, but
of.
it's like, I don't know. I it's hard to say. They're like dense and stuff, you know? I don't know.
Okay, no, then you probably wouldn't look good with a shaved head. I'm just gonna tell you that right now.
Okay, that's enough.
Dents don't work out that well. Okay, well, Zoe, what do we do here on this podcast for people who are just turning in for the first time?
We go on dates with people who we love, you know, in some way, online, over the web, same thing, really. And they're 25 minutes long, and it's just a fun time, you know? It's like I go on a date with people who like ladies, Rory goes on dates with people who like fellas, and yeah, that's pretty much the gist. We're both single. We're both single and making it happen.
Well, we're working at that.
We're trying to make it happen.
Stumbling blindly.
Yeah, into traffic.
To traffic, absolutely. But yeah, this gives a. And also, like, these are people that we know online generally. And, we're kind of limited online. So they get to have this space where they can, announce more of their cool qualities that make them attractive people.
Or their
And
less cool
this.
qualities. If
Or
you're.
they will be found out.
Yeah, if. As the two hosts of this podcast, our less cool qualities have definitely come out
Yeah.
as our guests' cool qualities have come out.
Exactly. So this is kind of the alternative to dating online. These people get a bigger soapbox to stand on and show or try to show how cool they are.
If they can try.
They can try.
Will they succeed? We'll
Who
find
knows?
out now.
I
You like that segue?
did. It was great.
Rory,
Yes.
I have a fun date planned for you, as in, I know her name.
Pray tell.
It is Andrea Hulescu. I'm sorry, I've never seen an H and an L next to each other. But I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. And she is a soccer fan, beautiful actress, another fucking Canadian. Can't shake the Canadian bug.
It's a disease that we have.
Yeah, first dates disease. Don't know why I said that. Anyway, are you there, Andrea?
Yes.
You like that?
I do. Hi.
Hey. Yeah, that's just an example of what we do here. Date Canadians. So anyway,
Sloppy introductions.
yeah, really, 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 really sloppy.
I thought it was
Well, that makes one. So now that you two are acquainted, your 25 minutes start now.
first dates, first dates, come on a date.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Rory.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I got a glass of wine. I'm on a date with a very clever, good-looking lady. It's a good night for me.
Wow, I have a big Nalgene bottle of water. So,
Hot. That's very hot. You're steaming this date up already.
thank you.
How was your day, Andrea?
Was okay. I have kind of a month off from things because I'm done school now, so I've just been hanging out. Haven't been doing anything actually, so
Riveting.
yeah. I'm really boring. You guys set me up too much.
No, let's keep this going here. No, your month off. We'll start your month on a good note, right? We're gonna hit it off.
There you go.
Here's a question that maybe I should ask on more first dates. How do you handle like if you had an okay day, but how do you handle having a bad day?
I usually go to the gym. Or I don't, or I do the opposite of that, and I just kind of stay in bed and watch really sappy movies. Like, I have a collection of movies that are my cheer-up movies, so it's one or the other.
Quick, what are they?
Singing in the Rain, What's Up, Doc, and Funny Girl.
Okay, let's move on. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure those are good films. Some of those are Academy Award winners.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Those are my favorite films.
No. What's Up, Doc is a very underrated Barbra Streisand classic. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I can't wait to watch that. Okay. But like let's be honest though. Like how much do you, like what I was looking for, I guess, is like how much do you take it out on other people?
Oh, I see. I try not to do that. I don't think it's fair to do that, but sometimes it depends how crappy my day was, I guess.
Yeah, you seem like a really sweet person.
Oh, thank you. I'm just really kept to myself a lot of the time, so yeah.
So you have nobody to take it out on?
That's pretty much what I was getting at.
Okay. I'm very lonely. All right, so well, you kind of talked about this by going to the gym, so we can have that as one of them. But what are, like, two other – or no, I guess movies too. What's another, like, one final piece of self-care that you do?
I'll go spend a lot of money.
Yeah? It feels good to spend money.
It does. I shop a lot. Or I dye my hair a lot. That's something that I do quite frequently.
Yeah, I miss being able to do that. I miss that. I used to dye my hair blonde all the time when I was a kid.
Really? Like frosted tips?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a big thing. We wakeboarded a lot in West Lynn, where I was from, and everybody dyed their hair blonde, and I was tragically a follower to that trend.
Oh, nice. Well,
and now my hair's all burned off, so don't worry about it. It won't happen again.
Is that foreshadowing for me? Is that gonna happen to my hair?
No, I don't think. I think it's very rare. Very rarely happens with girls.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm assuming you would ask me what my three self-care things are.
I was just about to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're a boot too. Soccer. Soccer is like playing it or watching it or playing video games of it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Soccer is one thing. We're going to get to that because this is the bond that ties us together forever.
It is.
Comfort television. So that's kind of like you, right? Like you like those movies that you've watched over and over again. I do comfort television. Like I can't watch new stuff. Like I like tried to watch Scandal recently or like American Horror Story or something like that. But I can go over and over again. Over and over again. It is like I must have an encyclopedic knowledge of like Arrested Development or like The Office.
Yeah, I hear you.
And lastly, like music. I was listening to music.
Really? What kind of music?
I love a lot of types of music, but if I'm like having a shit day, I need to have something uplifting. So like it can't be older music. That's usually heartbreak stuff. It'd have to be like new kind of poppy stuff.
Yeah. Like Miley and stuff like that.
You know it.
Nice. Good.
So, okay, let's just get into the meat of this podcast right here. or this date, I should say. We share one thing that bonds us together. We love soccer.
Yes.
Based solely on what you know about me, would you draft me onto your team and why?
Yeah, I'd 100% draft you on my team. You seem like a really like loyal person. You seem like a good teammate to have.
Thank you. Please tell me more.
I think, I don't know. I think I have a good, first impression of people. Like, I really do trust my gut when I meet somebody. So I 100% would draw. You'd be like top three pick.
Nice. I feel good about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's why I would also draft you on my team.
Okay.
You'd play goalie first off, which is great because everybody refuses to play goalie.
100%.
You seem like, okay, tell me if I got this wrong and talk about this, please, if I'm wrong. You seem like a bit of a perfectionist, like, and that usually for me, it seems like it manifests itself as like extreme competitiveness or like sometimes the opposite. And there's like people just give up.
No, I'm extremely competitive.
That's what I thought.
It took me a long time to be able to play a game and then let it go after. Like, I would just be really upset about it for like weeks afterwards.
How does that manifest itself in, I've said that twice now, that's going to sound lame, but how does that work into like your relationships, your competitiveness?
I found people who accept it, but I don't know. I'm competitive about some like lame things, like board games. Like, I will cheat to win a board game if we're playing.
Oh, no.
100%. Like, I'm really competitive about those kinds of things. So I'm really working on it, but.
Okay. So like board games I get, but like, what about what, like, I don't know. Here's an example. Like, okay. Let's say I don't want to pretend that we would ever break up if we got together. So let's just put it like some hypothetical person. Do you have like a competitive thing where like you need to end the relationship before he ends it? Does anything come up like that with your competitiveness?
It hasn't so far, actually. I've never, but I get like, I would be the first one to end the relationship, I think.
Like, you wouldn't want to lose.
Yeah, I don't like losing.
That's a little bit scary. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, sorry.
See, because I'm competitive, but I can go, I want to go, like, as you said earlier, like, I am loyal. I'll go down with my ship.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've never really been put in that kind of situation before, so I don't know. I'm speaking really hypothetically here, but I think that I would probably be the first to say, because I think it would be for the best to, like, back out, you know?
Hold if on. It's not... What am I hearing here? Have you been in like almost no relationships?
No, I haven't been in a lot of relationships, no. So.
Wow, interesting. Why not? Why do you think you've shied away from relationships?
I don't know. It just hasn't happened for me, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a clever, I don't know. I'm really kept to myself, I guess. I don't know. Does that explain things?
That's understandable. You're like, you're a strong, independent person. You don't need anybody else.
Exactly.
Plus you're younger than me, right? Like, how old are you?
22.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've got eight years of potential dating on you.
Exactly. You're in the big leagues. I'm like just starting out. So.
You're not in the big leagues yet. I mean, I feel like you would have had that one sweetheart in high school. I'm surprised you didn't have one sweetheart in high school.
No, I didn't. I don't know.
Was it because you were always like hanging out with the thespians, kind of doing some acting and stuff like that?
I did no acting in high school. I played all the sports.
Oh, get out of here. I actually did a little acting in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was Little John in a children's theater troupe.
Cool.
I was pissed that I wasn't Robin Hood.
Oh yeah, we talked about this before. You wore tights.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. We've talked about this. I talk about that. Talking about that twice is way too much.
Right. Okay.
So we're gonna segue away from that. All right. Lastly, I think I draft you on my team because you're really creative, and that makes for a good player. Like, because you can improvise. You feel like that?
I do. Yeah.
And lastly, you know, you're a babe. So,
thanks. Yeah. You're a gender, right? So I think we'd work really well together.
Exactly. No, I would be. I'm more attracted to people who are into defense. Like, I think people that play forward on the pitch are generally selfish people.
Yeah.
And we play more for others. And I think that that would, like, that kind of speaks to you probably, like, I don't want to say that I'm this way, but, like, I think you're probably a thoughtful and generous person, especially as a goalie. And you're probably a little crazy.
I'm pretty, yeah. I guess so. Plus, we'd have each other's back, so, yeah.
I like it. We'd be a good team. Okay, so, I think relationships, you know, they should be viewed as, like, for me, I think they should be viewed as, like, teams more so, like, Zoe and I have talked about it. Like, Zoe, she has these, like, intense, passionate relationships that burn up, like, really quickly, but they're, like, incredible for her. And she doesn't, like, she doesn't, like, I'm more of, like, I look for, like, a teammate in the future.
Yeah.
Okay? So, like, okay, here's the hypothetical part, and this is, like, the date we're on. Let's say I take you to a pickup soccer game. How cool or how happy are you about that?
I'm over the moon.
I'm already really excited about this hypothetical date. Let's just take a moment to just kind of let it soak in.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm excited. Okay. Here we go. It's really, it's cold out.
Right.
Let's say you visited Portland. Sorry. It's cold out here right now. Have you dressed? Okay, and this is, please think about this. Have you dressed for comfort or style?
Comfort.
Okay. I would have dressed for style for you if I'm on a date.
Well, what do you mean? Like, how stylish can you be if we're playing soccer?
Like, I wouldn't want to be in sweatpants or, like, a long sweatshirt. Like, I'd want to be, like, in some shorts, and I'd want to be looking good. I'd want to impress you.
I'd wear my fanciest shorts.
Don't change because of me. It's cool. You're like, whatever, Rory. I want to be comfortable. I want to play soccer. I want to play well.
Yeah, there you go.
That's totally. I like it. I'm just a little different. That's all. I'm more insecure. Since all right. Since first dates are usually like a way to feel somebody out, would you rather play on my team or against me?
I would assume that we'd be playing on the same team, but I think it'd be really interesting to play against each other.
You gotta pick.
Okay, can I ask, is it just us? Like,
no, like, that would be really weird if we were just dribbling against each other.
Well, like, who else is there? Like, your friends?
It's 10. It's 11 on 11. Like, it's a full game.
Okay, but do you know people? Like, or is it just a random?
I know. Let's like how complicated this hypothetical is getting. I know a couple of guys out there and a couple of girls, but I don't know everybody. We're both a little bit in the gray here, but you obviously know less. You only know me.
I'd probably say we should be on the same team.
Okay, so you want me close to you.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to play defense, like, with you behind me as goalie. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think it would be, like, if I happened to, like, if we just happened to be in a pitch full of people that weren't, you know, selfish people, and I happen to, like, have to play forward, it'd be cool to try to score goals against you, but...
Yeah, it would, yeah. I don't know, I think...
Keep going.
No, I mean, I was just gonna say, I think that either way, it would be really interesting. It would show how well we work together, I think.
Yeah, because you have to really communicate. Okay, I like your answer. Both of your answers have been different from mine, but they've been better.
Okay.
Would winning be important to our date? Like, do you think that would scar the potentiality for us to be together in the future if we lost on our first date?
No. I would, but like, I would be there to win. Like, I'm just going to tell you right now. Because I would feel like I want you to think that I'm a good soccer player, and I would probably try to impress you a little bit. So plus I'm goalie, right? So if they score, if we lose, I mean, it's not all my fault, but that means that
it's not your fault at all. I shouldn't have let those guys get behind me.
Exactly. That was my fault. we'd have each other to blame. But I think in that situation, I'd be a little more okay with losing because I'd still be winning at the end of the day.
Well, a hypothetical, we won 2-1.
Okay, good.
We're hugging. We're all joy. We've hoisted you on our shoulders.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about post match? We go drink whiskey, me and you.
Okay.
Or we go back to your place and watch a movie.
Okay.
Maybe What's Up, Doc?
Good.
Or three. Maybe you want to go home and be alone. That's kind of your thing.
I'd probably want to hang out, like go back to my place, watch a movie.
You want to hang out a little bit?
Am I saying that? Is that actually
what? No, it's adorable. Canadian accents are adorable.
Yeah, that's my answer. I'm not a big drinker,
Okay, so we're going back to your place.
Yeah, we are.
Wow, I am really excited that we won.
Me too. All
right, here we go. How far do you want to usually go on a first date? Like, if it's going, it seems like we're going well right now. Like, in a perfect world, like, would you want just like the first kiss, some heavy making out, or like all the way up into some light spanking?
Probably not the third option on the first date. But I would probably, I'd probably go for it, like the making out.
So number two, we're on number two here.
We could be on, yeah, let's go with that. If it's going really well, yeah.
The light spanking in the future, after we've compiled more wins together.
We need something to look forward to.
Oh my, yes!
There you go.
We absolutely need to look forward to that. I'm already looking forward to that right now as we speak.
Good.
So we've had a great date, obviously, right now. And okay. Andrea, you're really cool. I like you a lot. What would be the opposite of a really great date that like we just had a good one? What's an example of a bad one? Like, tell me about a time where you had a crap date.
You know what really makes me one of like my biggest turn-ons is eye contact. Because if I I think a bad date would just be if the other person's really uninterested. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter so much like what we were doing. It's if the other person was on their phone a lot or
I'm just keeping full on eye contact right now.
Oh, this is really, really strong. You haven't blinked in a while. The worst date I was ever on, for example, was just one where I realized we were going to a concert and we had to drive like 2 hours away. And 10 minutes into the date, I realized that I did not want to be there.
Oh.
And it was awful because it was like, in total, it was like a 7-hour date.
Okay. Oh my. Okay. First off, why do you realize, I want to hear this whole story, but why do you realize that?
Why did I realize it?
That you didn't want to be there.
Oh, it just, there was no connection. And we went on one date before and I was like, no, I think you owe it to yourself to give it one more shot. You never know. Don't judge somebody right away. Get out there, leave your bed. And then 10 minutes in, I was like, there's nothing here. It was too late to turn around. So that was like the worst date.
Disaster. But it had
Yeah, it was awful, but it had nothing to do with what we were doing or anything. It was just there was no connection.
How did it play out, though? Like, did he eventually realize that you thought he was disgusting?
I don't know, but I did a really weird thing. I wouldn't let him buy me food, and I was starving, but I didn't want it to seem like I didn't want it to go further into a date than it was already. And so he kept being like, are you hungry? Like, your stomach is growling. Do you want me to buy you food? No, I'm not hungry. Leave it alone. And I went like I went 7 hours without eating, and I went home and I just gorged myself. So I really tried to make it as non-datey as possible because I felt really guilty. So
how hungry were you that your stomach groans were so loud that he was like, I need to buy you food. You sound like an orc in The Hobbit.
I was really hungry. It was really, and that just like, that also added on to how miserable I was. Like, I didn't want to be there. I was starving. I didn't want to see this band anymore. I just wanted to go home. Oh. So yeah, that was the worst day.
Was it hit, like how he looked or how he acted or just like, you don't like being around people? Like, give me some more here.
Had nothing to do with him. There was just no spark. There was no connection. I wasn't excited to be there. I wasn't like, I was realized we didn't have a lot in common, and he didn't make me laugh. He didn't challenge me. There wasn't anything there, you know? And I just figured it out really quickly.
This is interesting because I feel like that's a real true thing that happens on a lot of first dates. Like people that don't want to give the wrong impression, don't want any money exchanged or something like that. Like, I feel like a lot of girls I've been out with, if they approve of my presence in their life, they'll be like, absolutely, you should pay for me. And then if they're just like, oh no, we should share, then I'm like, oh, I don't know how you feel about me. Or if they're like, no, I got this, I'm like, oh my God, I am a filthy pig. I must look terrible right now.
Oh, I don't think, I guess maybe that may be true. I'm not sure. I just also forgot my wallet at home, so I couldn't buy myself food because I'm an idiot. And I was like running late. I grabbed a purse. It was the wrong purse. And so I didn't have anything with me, or else I would have bought myself food, of course. But
was this an online guy?
Yeah, actually it was. It was the first time I'd ever met someone online, but we had a lot of mutual friends.
What was it? Was it like Craigslist or something?
Yes, Craigslist. No, it's even worse. It was Tinder.
Oh, I haven't tried this application.
It's terrible.
You're not making it sound good.
No, I was on it for like a week and this is what happened. And then I immediately went home and deleted the app.
Good call. I am here to give you your 3-minute warning. That's it.
Okay. So I will not download it. Isn't there, this is the last question I have about it. Isn't there a part of the Tinder app, from what I understand, that is like, oh yeah, like don't you have to be like oh yeah, you're that thing that I want or something, like there has to be like a hot filter or something, like what, like why were you guys connected or something?
You have to approve of each other. So like if we got paired up, if I saw a picture, I'd have to say yes, and then you have to say yes to me, and then we'd be matched up. If you say no, then we're never going to be matched up. His picture wasn't very clear.
There was a dog
in it. So I was like, oh, I like dogs.
That was your first mistake, clicking on a picture that was just a dog.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here, quick offshoot, because I have one last question, and hopefully this doesn't run over time. Like, because we all, like a lot of the people that we go on these dates are from Twitter. What is your philosophy on avatars? Do you think like people can just do cartoons or dog faces, or are you like more like you got to show yourself?
No, like I respect people's decision. Like, some people don't want to reveal too much about their personal life, which is fine. I think that it's harder for me to talk to somebody if they have like a picture of a chair as their avatar. Like, I don't know, you know, I don't know.
Do you follow somebody that's a picture of a chair?
No, I was just looking at a chair.
So okay, back to our date that was going really well, and not this date with this dog picture guy.
Yes.
Okay, here's this little intimate question, so you can answer it or not. I have other questions if you want, but what are like the top three things? Let's say we get into a relationship. It's, you know, it's getting a little hot and heavy. We've been together for a couple months. What are like the top three things you'd like me to dress up as in bed?
Like three fantasy, like role play scenarios I have?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Boss secretary.
Wait a minute. I'm a half boss, half secretary, like a two-faced character?
I'm the boss or I'm the secretary.
Okay, okay. So I'll make sure.
Like police officer, someone else. A third one. Let's just say
police soccer officer and someone else. I like how you're just someone else in that.
Well, we can like define it later. I don't know.
You might be in trouble with the law in that situation.
That's what I was like, some sort of law abiding.
I'm taking you in.
Yeah, exactly. And then like third one, like let's just be two soccer players who like maybe I beat your team in the World Cup, in the mixed gendered World Cup, and you're really furious about that, and you have to show me how.
Wow.
Okay, before Rory pops like 45 boners, let's conclude this date by saying that.
God, I love the end of this date right now.
Yeah, we're all pretty riled up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through some highlights. Andrea, this has been killing me. Could you please describe to me your fanciest shorts?
I have a pair of like Lululemon shorts, and they were not designed for athletics at all. They actually have some lace in them.
Oh, wow. They sound pretty fucking fancy.
And they were $25, which is a huge steal. So of course I bought them. I'm not made of stone. Mm. So
me neither.
But those like, yeah, those are my sexy shorts.
I like that the foundation of this relationship is the thing you're looking forward to is light spanking. That is top tier what to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's just built on spanking, our relationship.
Yeah. Can't say. Do you light spank on first dates frequently, Rory?
I'm not opposed to it. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, you told me. Andrea has clearly thought about her fantasies before. Maybe she hasn't thought through the police officer fantasy completely. And like, we all want to be someone else in bed. We know that. But she was just like ready, like boss secretary, police officer, someone else. And then she just got really real. Andrea got real.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end of our date, Andrea, we ask the question, which is, you and Rory clearly have an amazing connection.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you have three options. He walks you to your door after this date and says, Andrea, I've had such a good time. And you're like, okay. You run through these in your head. A, say, yeah, whatever, me too, whatever, bye. And leave, and then go dye your hair.
Right.
Or do you allow him to kiss you on the cheek, give you a hug, and then say maybe we'll meet again, and then you go dye your hair? Or do you take him and just shove him into your room with all of your soccer goalie force and say, wear this secretary outfit, and I'm your boss? And then the night goes where it goes.
That'd be a really interesting thing, because she's into like authority. So I'd have to be like an authoritative secretary in that situation.
They exist.
I know. I'm ready for it. But sorry to interrupt. Keep continuing. I'm so sorry.
You'd look great in the secretary outfit, Rory.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought Rory would be the boss and I'd be the secretary, but I'd be opposed to the switch. So I probably picked the third one, because that fantasy, like, I, you know, it's right there.
Ding, ding, ding. We got the third one.
And we had
a
great soccer date, so.
Zoe, that's I think that's two in a, maybe three in a row where I've got the third.
I know, no one wants to fuck me, what the hell. But anyway, great time. Andrea, how's the date go for you?
It went great. I've never dated a soccer player before, but I'm really into that. So,
yeah, really, me, not me. So, how about you, Rory?
It's great. Andrea is like really clever and super funny, and we have a lot in common. She lives super far away, so we're gonna have to put this on ice with my my one boss outfit.
It's okay. There's always right. Craigslist, right, Rory?
It's always there.
It is a presence. So follow Andrea on Twitter at Andrea Hluscu, AndreaHluscu. That was pretty good.
That's great.
Just let me bask in my own glory.
She is like really funny, like
super clever every lady. Day,
like I think what I look for on Twitter is somebody who can consistently be funny. And as I said in the day, like Andrea's like really creative and clever, and she's a joy to follow.
A joy to follow. You know who else Thanks, is? Me and Rory. I'm at Madam Zubel. He's at Rory, not Roy. Like our page on Facebook, First Dates Podcast. Go to our website, firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, which is an app for podcasts. And you can subscribe to us there, too. Double subscription. Make us look good. Yeah. Anything else, Rory?
You know what? People need to start rating our podcast positively or negatively. I don't care. Yeah. 3, 2, 4 stars, but it's just got to outweigh that one dude that voted one us fucking one star. Guy.
Evening Majay. I hate
I'm
him.
I'm gonna find this dude and I'm gonna take him to dinner because it's really propelled, you know, compelled me to make better podcasts, you know?
Meh, not good. That was the comment. Meh, not good.
That's it?
Yeah, what a fucking loser. Sorry.
Okay, well, anyways, until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.